Is that the last meeting scheduled for today? Oh, thank God. I thought being the queen of a kingdom as vast as ours would be filled with joy and luxury. How wrong I was. Come with me to the royal chambers. I can't spend a second longer on this throne. Oh, I've spent the entire day in useless hearings about how bread prices have gone up. How people are scared of being drafted to the war, and all of this irritating stuff I have absolutely no say in. As if my husband listens to me. We've been married for almost a year, and he's been away for over half of it, leaving me to get used to all of this royal crap on my own. Oh, don't start, my dear servant. I know how hated my family is around here, and I'm very aware of what would happen if somebody heard me complaining about the dear and wonderful king. But you are the only person in here, and I trust you completely. You are loyal to the crown and wouldn't try to harm me due to some warranted complaining. You are the most loyal person in this castle and might as well be the only one. Oh, don't be so modest, my dear servant. We both know it's true. Oh, yes, I would love some of your usual tea. See, aren't you the sweetest? I remember my first ever royal parade. I was scared that something bad would happen. Despite what the peasants think, I'm not oblivious to the fact that most of the kingdom hates me and my family. I would be stupid not to know it. But even then, I never expected that somebody would attempt to take my life. When that scum of a traitorous knight pointed his musket at me, I thought that was it. I thought I was going to die, right there and then. And when I heard the musket round being fired, it was the scariest second of my life. It felt like it lasted an eternity, closing my eyes, terrified of my inevitable fate. And then, and then I opened my eyes to you, the royal servant in front of me, as he chose to literally risk his life for me. You were ready to jump at the face of death, willing to pay the ultimate price for a queen that everybody thinks of as nothing but a bargaining chip to get my family's money for the king's war chest. You say it was your duty, but I know there is no other person in this castle willing to do that for me. Not even my dear husband. I stayed up for countless nights praying that you would pull through, and thankfully, God listened to my prayers. I think that he might have sent you just to protect me. You are right. Let's focus on something else. No need to remember that traumatic episode. Thank you. Such as this delicious tea from my royal servant. It is as good as ever. Oh, your cooking has been one of the few bright things of my time as part of the crown. Hell, everything good about my time here has come from you. From a family that has served the crown and been part of the royal staff for generations, you are as loyal as they come. Ah. If it weren't for you, I wouldn't have anybody to talk to when my useless husband is out trying to fulfill his desire for war. Oh, God knows, I would go crazy. Yes, I know I shouldn't talk about him that way, but you know I'm right. He should treat me better. God, this tea is good. I don't know what you put in it, but dear God, it is addictive. Family secret, eh? Well, it's a good one. Of course you can lock the door. Not like anybody would have the guts to try to come here anyway. They all think I'm some sort of tyrant that's looking for a reason to crucify them as soon as they make a mistake. They all hate me. Why can't they all be like you? Isn't it hot in here? I feel so weird. You think I may be sick with the change of season and all of that? Oh, thank God you grabbed me. I feel so dizzy I might fall down and hurt myself. I need to get to the bed. This cold is hitting me badly. Oh, how you picked me up like a feather. Oh, my God, you are strong. Oh, nobody has carried me like that since the wedding. It feels good to be treated like a queen. Bed. Thank you for the millionth time. What? Oh, yes, you are right. I'm sure more tea would make me feel better. And that's it. Just finished it all. I still feel strangely hot, though. Pardon? You think you should help me undress to deal with the heat? Well, it does make sort of sense. And it's not like you would ever do something bad to me. So yes, you can do it. Oh, yes, this dress is so beautiful, but such a pain to take off. Oh, you can't even imagine the pain it was to get it custom made. The dressmaker said she had never seen a woman with my measurements before. Oh, you think so too? Oh, you have no idea. They are so big. It makes it so hard to find clothes that fit. Oh, free at last. That's it. I don't really feel any less hot. I'm sure it's just a matter of time. Nothing's wrong. It's just that you are the first man besides my husband to see me in my undergarments. Oh, don't apologize. Honestly, I trust you more than I trust him. Oh, my servant, you flatter me too much. If that was the case, my husband would at least look at me occasionally. Yes, yes, you are right. It's his problem if he doesn't recognize my beauty. Unlike you, who knows I'm the most beautiful woman in the kingdom. What? A massage? Well, my body does feel kind of heavy, and my cold doesn't seem to be getting any better. I guess it couldn't hurt to try. Oh, yes. You can just sit behind me and start with my shawl. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, or you could just start with my breasts. This going around in these tight dresses, and what with carrying these around, my back is killing me. Oh, I've needed this massage for so long. My body is perfect to be a mother. With these huge breasts. And wide hips. Oh, good God. What? What? Why did you stop? Oh, you are right, I suppose, when you say my undergarments make it more difficult for you to massage me. Okay, I guess it wouldn't be an issue if you took them off. So what do you think, my loyal servant? If somebody should get to look at them, it's you. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, 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 your fingers are just sinking into me. Oh, oh, hey, hey, I feel something poking me. Oh, no, 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 don't tease my nipples. Oh, 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 thoroughly massaging my breasts. Oh, oh. Hey, hey, what are you doing? Doesn't matter how hard you suck, milk isn't going to come out. Ow! 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 You're stretching them. My breasts! Ow! 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 I'm coming! felt so good. What's wrong? Why is your cock out, my servant? Oh, it's time to continue with the massage, but no, this has got nothing to do with the... No, don't remove, no. Oh, don't look at my naked body like that. I know I'm the queen, but I still get shy if you look at me with those eyes. Oh, what? Are you sure this has something to do with the massage? Maybe there's another way to feel better. Oh, ah, God. Oh, God. It's reaching so deep. No, don't. You are stretching me so much. Please, it hurts. Oh, it's so thick. Oh, my God. Oh, it reaches places my husband never has. No. So deep, you're splitting me open. This feels amazing. I've never ever felt like this before. Oh, you're the only person in this fucking castle that cares about me. Oh, yes, just make me your fucking woman. Oh, fuck, I can't stop it. I'm so close. I'm going to come again. I'm going to come again with your huge cock inside me. Oh, yes, released all inside your queen. Oh, fuck. What just happened? Just a massage. Yes, you're right. Yes, I can feel your cum when you pull out. What? Yes, I could take some more tea while you clean the bed. It's as good as always, but it tastes different. God, I'm so sleepy. I feel I could just drop to sleep, right?